This is Dial a Saint introducing Saint John the Baptist. Seldom do we celebrate the earthly birthday of a saint. Instead, it is the day of death which is remembered, because it is on this day the holy person begins his eternal life. However, the earthly birthday of John the Baptist was special. It was foretold to Zachary, his father, by the angel Gabriel, who announced that Elizabeth, his wife, would have a son, even though she was sometimes referred to as the barren one. The angel further said the baby was to be named John, and that he would be a herald to all, announcing the coming of the Redeemer. Even Zachary was a bit doubtful at this news, and asked for a sign to prove this was so. As a punishment for doubting the angel, Zachary's power of speech was taken away until he wrote at the baby's birth that its name was to be John. His speech then returned. John was intended by God to be more than a prophet. He prepared for his public life by first withdrawing to the desert, where he lived off the animals and insects he found. People were soon attracted to this rugged individual, dressed in animal skins, who proclaimed the need for men to repent of their sins. John baptized with water to symbolize the washing of the soul when one had sincere sorrow. With great power he announced that the coming of the Messiah was near. John's message and manner led some to think that he was the Messiah. One day he was asked this very question by a delegation of priests and Levites from Jerusalem. He replied that he was neither Elias, a prophet, or the Christ, whose very sandals he was not worthy to loose. Following this, Christ came to him and asked to be baptized. John replied, "It is I who need to be baptized from you, and yet you come to me." Jesus said, "Leave it like this for the time being. It is fitting that we should in this way do all that righteousness demands." As this was said, the heavens opened, and the Spirit of God descended like a dove upon Jesus. Then a voice from heaven was heard saying, "This is my Son, the Beloved. My favor rests on him." Herod Antipas, the governor in Galilee, lived in open violation of the Mosaic law. He was expected to lead by good example, but lived in sin with his niece, who was the wife of his half-brother. John criticized him and called attention to his behavior. Herodias, the woman involved, felt very uncomfortable under John's accusations and finally persuaded Herod to arrest and imprison him so he could be killed. She found the opportunity at Herod's birthday party when Salome, her daughter by their first marriage, danced to please the guests. Herod made a rash offer to grant her any wish, and was immediately told that she desired the head of John the Baptist. To save face, Herod carried out his promise, and John was executed. With her own hands, Salome then presented the head of John to her mother. John the Baptist stands out above all the saints. Jesus spoke of him as follows, "Among all those born of women, John was the greatest." We have a responsibility to accept God's love and to return it to Him through our actions because of our love for Him. Our place in history may appear insignificant when compared with a giant like John the Baptist, but if we expect to enjoy the pleasure of eternal life with God, we must cooperate with His love and try to do the things He expects from us.